Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Greetings to you from Haiti. Yes, I am broadcasting to you from the beautiful, lovely, well, I guess they'd share the border with Dominican Republic, but this is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful country. I know. Kind of a bit of a twist and a turn from where I was just a little while ago in Sri Lanka, but you know, it's I think as we just track with Christ, He's going to take us all over the place, and we'll just be about what He's doing. Actually, I'm broadcasting from outside right now. I am living in a tent. I'm living in a tent on the grounds of a church/makeshift office that we have in the field here. Beautiful place, actually, because there's just nice trees, and it's just like a really great camping trip that's going to last for a while. But you kind of hear the sounds in the background and all. And there's a bit of a full moon, or not, it's getting fuller, more full, I guess. And there's some nice light, so I don't need my headlamp. And can take a little walk and talk, and hopefully get to put this audio out sometime in the near future, send it across. It's a little bit more difficult getting things out because bandwidth is a bit of an issue. Most of the communication that I'm doing these days is through just different means. There's you can get satellite links and stuff like that, but all that stuff is expensive, and so I just need to try to, next time there's one small broadband thing, but it's limited access, and it drops a little bit, so hopefully I can send this across some point soon. For those of you that are wondering, I'm doing really well, and for those of you that are kind of a little bit not keeping up, or that I haven't emailed for a little bit on this, one of the things that I do as far as work goes is I work also in disaster management. That's something that I kind of picked up after the tsunami and did subsequently in different places. And I'm in Haiti right now for a few months with what's happened over here. You know, it's interesting, something that we were thinking about today and just even talking earlier this morning, but, you know, the world is constantly trying to grapple with and get their minds around the things that are happening, the eventualities of life. And, some scriptures that we used this morning, and it's kind of dark, so I can't really read the Bible to you, but I'll give them to you where they are, and you can go back and check them when you get the chance. But Luke chapter 13, at the start of it, where Jesus talks about, he says, where they're talking to him about the Galileans whose blood had been mixed by Pilate with their sacrifices. And, you know, and then he says, you know, do you think that these guys were worse sinners than other people? Or, you know, what about the 18 that died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them? You know, do you think these were worse sinners than the people in Jerusalem? Than other people? And he said, but, you know, the key is in verse 5 of that chapter, in chapter 13 of Luke, which is, but unless you repent, you too will perish, and you likewise will perish. And you know, the thing is that, you know, the world is constantly looking for ways and means and reasons to be able to justify their thoughts and their expectations and be able to control. There should be a reason for this. So, you know, for example, the tsunami in Sri Lanka, people were struggling to try to understand that. And even now the earthquake in Haiti, gosh, you got some idiots running around saying, you know, why this happened and what they believe, you know, was the reason for it. But Jesus, you know, he spoke about this, and he gave some very strong indicators, you know, for people living in this life. You know, something to realize and to keep in mind is that, you know, unless God holds together the very molecules in your body, that you, unless He does that, you are out of here. Unless He keeps everything together. I mean, think about the things that have to be held in balance for us to exist on this planet. The Earth has to stay at the 23.5 degree angle that it rotates on its axis. It has to stay the same distance that it is from the sun. If it was further away, we'd freeze. If it got closer, we'd all fry. The oxygen content in the air, your your heart's got to keep beating. Your lungs have to bring the oxygen through. Your spleen needs to do what it does. Your kidneys, your liver. You know, just start going down this list of all the things that God takes care of for you, that He manages, that He makes sure works, so that you have the opportunity to not think about those so much, and really then to focus on what's important, which is John 17 verse 3. Now this is life eternal, that they might know you, the one true living God, and your Son Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That's life. And He gives people a window of life here to seek and to pursue that. Choose you this day whom you will serve. He gives people that opportunity and that window of time here to do just that. And you know, and when the eventualities of life happen, so this earthquake, for example, here in Haiti, you know, it's pretty amazing actually going around. I mean, even right now, I'm standing about 15 feet away from a wall that came down on this grounds that I'm here. And just some places just were brought to absolutely to nothing. And then right next to it, there's buildings that were built well that were stood and are still there. And people are using, even right now. And, you know, and there's so many parallels, you know, to Scripture as well, as, you know, the guy that built his house on the sand and the guy that dug deep and built his house on the rock and the difference that it made. And, you know, life, we make choices in life. We make decisions in life. We choose. And when you choose that which has value. Choose that which will last, which is important. You know, I mean, here, just living, you know, right now in the situation I'm even living in, gosh, how little you need to survive. How little you need to get by. Really, really, all you need, you need a clean source of water. You need some food that's not going to make you sick. You don't even need a roof over your head. You just need something to keep the water off of you. So a tent is just fine. If there's something that happens where you can get some kind of medical treatment, sure, maybe. And, yeah, food, water, clothing, shelter, medical, that's it. And you can live. You can, and if you're not concerned, all things are fine. They're taken care of. But gosh, the things that people have allowed themselves to be caught up with, to be obsessed with, to lose sight of what life really is. I mean, right now, I'm standing outside under a beautiful sky, and I'm looking up, and there's just stars in the sky, the clouds are there, the moon is shining bright, and all is right. All is fine with the world. Things are fine. You know, yeah, I know, I'm in the middle of Haiti, in the middle of a disaster situation, and we're working to respond, and we're doing what we can. You know, we're doing what God has created the opportunity to do. And actually, honestly, this is some really good, amazing, phenomenal work with some great, committed people. and some good resources that are being brought to bear to help a lot of people, tens of thousands of people in this country. That said, man is not going to fix his problems. What people need is they need their Creator. They need to walk with Him. They need to know Him. Because if you don't know Him, you're just fumbling through life. If you're not walking through Him, and you're not walking with Him, and living life through Him, well, what are you doing? What in the world are you doing here? There is nothing else besides Him. There is no other way besides Him. And if you would just bow your knee before Him and allow Him to lead and guide you, you would find what life really is. You know, there's such a difference between those that have taken that step and walk with Him and those that choose to try to hold on to their own thing. And, you know, I think, too, something about disasters, like these natural ones that take place, is they're really a reality check for people. I mean, in Haiti, what was it? The earthquake lasted for 35 seconds, magnitude 7.2. It killed 222,000 people and change from the last count. The president's house was collapsed. I mean, it didn't discriminate. It went after. And yet in the middle there was miracles and miracles about certain people that were just spared as well. But, you know, it is amazing. It is amazing that, you know, how, if you think about it, how limited your finite existence could be if it were not for the hand of God that protected and gave you a longer span of life and time here. It's amazing. You know, I think the thing about something like this here is it really just shows your frailty. Shows the frailty of so many people. Because here even while I've been in country, there's been aftershocks. And even in the middle of the night, and people are afraid. You know, they're afraid to go back into their, if their houses are even partially damaged, to go back in because they don't know if something's going to happen in the middle of the night and then they're going to get buried alive. So they're afraid. They're concerned. They're afraid because they can't control their reality. Newsflash says you never could. Nobody could. None of you can. None of us can. Your life is dependent in the hands of God. If you don't walk with Him, you're stuck trying to fend it off for yourself. And if you want to try to do it on your own, be my guest, but you then are stuck in that same situation. Like Jesus said in Luke chapter 13 verse 5, He says, unless you repent, you likewise too will perish. Unless you are in connection with the Father, as this is life eternal, that they may know you, the one true living God. Likewise, this is death eternal, which would be to not know Him and to walk separate from Him. That would be death. To not know Him would be an existence of just perpetual dying apart from Him. Years going away from you in your own existence apart from Him. I mean, gosh, that'd be miserable. So yeah, I mean, for me, you know, all it is that I'm I'm just one person that I remember it was a long time ago that I just prayed. Actually, not that long ago in the grand scheme of things, but it was a while ago. I just prayed and I said, Lord, I want to live the maximum life possible in this dispensation, in this time, in this window of what's available for those that walk with You and those that know You. Lord, let me live that maximum life possible. that you intended, because he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, John chapter 10. So I want to live that life, Lord, that you came that I might have, that you died on the cross that I might have and that I might know. And whatever that means, according to you, whatever that means in your book, in your scheme of things, so let it be. If that meant that I would be a janitor, great. If that means that I'm a CEO, great. I really don't care, as long as it's what he says. Because I want to know what that is. I want to know what it is to live the life that God intended for his people and for me in this time that I've had the chance to walk in the earth. And I'm doing that. See, that's the thing. Right now, I am doing that because he's honored that prayer. So that prayer happens to be right now that I'm in Haiti working in a disaster response and everything's cool. Absolute peace, knowing this is where God has for me to be. And it's beautiful. You know, I mean, gosh, if you know that you're where God wants you to be, you can be in the middle of a nuclear fallout. You can be on a tropical island. You can be in wherever. It doesn't matter. It's just to be in step with him and to be where the Spirit of God is and where he would have you to be, doing what he wants you to do. Gosh, what a beautiful thing. But see, it's not about any of that either. What it's about is being in connection with him. And that connection is life. You know, honestly, there's nothing else for you in this world. There's nothing else for you besides him. So, yeah, Haiti updates. I'm sure people are kind of curious to know. You know, actually, thing is that the news does kind of a bit of a disservice sometimes by sensationalizing certain things, and you know, because it needs to make the story as juicy as possible. But you know, honestly, the people of Haiti are very resilient. They bounce back. Life does go on, and you know, they're a bit shell shocked from what's happened. A lot of people lost friends, family, loved ones. It's really tough for those people to, because they're responding at the same time to the disaster as they're responding, but then they're also grieving at the same time. So it's tough. But you know, in the middle of all this too, my prayer for this nation is just that the gospel would go forward in a really strong and a really powerful way in this nation. That the truth would just shine through, and that God would break cycles of poverty and just the bondage this nation has stayed in. That God would just break that, and in the middle of this difficult and dark time, that light would break forth in this nation in an amazing way, and that people would just be brought to him. So this is my prayer. I just pray that for wherever we go, because you know, people need him. You need the Father. You know, this life is knowing him, and as you know him, you just want to share him, because he's the best. He's the absolute best thing that's ever, ever, ever there. I mean, it's just, I want to share it with people, because the fact of the matter is that there's nothing else. But if you have him, you have everything. Ah, so yeah, you know, things are getting together here in Haiti. You know, what I think a big concern is that you know, the hurricane season and just the rainy season is just even around the corner, and there's a lot of people that are outside and in tents and under tarps that you know, when the rains come, will be in that situation, and that's not a good situation for people to be in. Because of the health considerations, and the camp situation is not the best or something like that. So, yeah, you know, if you're praying out there for what's going on in Haiti, just pray for direction for the leadership God-given direction for the leadership, and that God would put in place, and that there would be godly leaders in this nation that know what to do and how to do it, and that things would streamline very quickly on behalf of the people of this country, so they could be moved into a better situation very fast and be moved out of harm's way. The beautiful people in this land, gosh, they're beautiful. They're just amazing, amazing people. And you know, God's got a heart for these people. And the Dominican Republic too, they're just, gosh, it's an amazing place. I'm grateful that I'm having the chance to see this nation. You know, even in the middle of difficult times, there's a beauty that is in every place that God has made. And yeah, I mean, the devil's doing what he's doing, and you know, whatever. But we just destroy the works of the devil, because God works through us. So hey, that's what we do, which is cool. So yeah, you know, I'm doing well. Thank you for those of you out there that are praying for me. Those of you that are keeping in touch. I know it's a little bit tough to keep up right now. I'm trying to get on email when I can, and things should get a little bit better as stuff stabilizes and more services are made available here and stuff like that. But you know, I know what it is that I'm supposed to be doing right now. But yeah, we do what we're supposed to do, and hey, I'm gonna try to get things out whenever I can. I will, and you know, as God gives me something. But just, you know, the thing is to be encouraged. You know, I've been talking to people that know Christ in this land, and a lot of them too are just like, you know what, they're really encouraged, because they see God's hand in everything that's been going on. And you know, if you can see past the natural circumstances and the natural situation, if you know Him, then you will truly count it all joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance. Perseverance, character, character, hope, and that hope does not disappoint. God does not disappoint His people. But you got to see things through His eyes. And the only way that you can see things through His eyes and have the mind of Christ is if you walk with Him. And the only way you're going to walk with Him is if you take that step when He says, come. So, there's nothing else for you in this life. If there was, I'd be trying that too. But I found what's real. And so, hey. Yeah, so just know that I'm out here. And you know what? As much as people... You know, I know there's some people that kind of watch, and you're still waiting for me to crash and burn. Look, it's not going to happen. Because... You know what? If you launch your life on Christ, He'll take care of you. He will take care of you. I mean, you've been watching for years. Look, just, you gotta get it. He takes care of His people. You could drop one of us off in a bathing suit in the middle of the Sudan with that's it, and we'd be fine, because God would take care of us. You can put us in the middle of the desert with nothing, and God takes care of His people. He does. He always does. And you got to learn to trust that. Whereas if you're part of the world, you better take all your supplies with you and hope they don't go bad, because that's all that you got. I mean, when you begin to understand the promises that God has for His people, and the way that He watches out and takes care of us, you can take the pressure off, because He will watch out for us. And sometimes the things, the experiences that you need to go through for a little season, they're just that. They're just for a little season to help you to learn something about yourself, and to learn to trust Him. So all He's doing is putting you through some seasons and some difficult times so that you can learn to trust Him. And when you get that down, He'll put you through something else until you come to the point where you've been so hammered into shape that you now become a reflection of him. Just like silver refined in the fire. You know, it's not until the silversmith sees his own reflection in the silver that he knows that it's done. And we're like that. God's got to keep you in the fire. And he knows exactly what he's doing. So, hey, so it's cool. It's all cool. So, yeah, I mean, my assignment in Haiti is through May. So, middle of May or so. So I don't know how often I'm going to get a chance to put things out, but it will. You know, when God gives me something, I'll definitely try to record and put something out. But for now, just know that I'm all right. And I appreciate those of you that pray for me and that pray for this work here. And just if you're praying, you know, pray that God would just bless the work that goes on here and that God would just give an amazing direction for what comes forward here. And that God would also open doors to speak to the leadership of this nation, because people need His word. They need direction that comes from Him. And it doesn't matter who does it, but just as long as the word of God comes to and through the people of this nation for the betterment of this land. You know, it's time for the people of God to rise up wherever you are. You got to realize that God is in control. He's in control and He's using you, those that are His. He's using you for His purposes in this time. Don't lose sight of that. If you lose sight of that, what are you doing? You're trying to protect yourself in a life that you can't control anyways. If you trust Him and you go with Him, you might as well see what happens. Yeah, I'm going to get some sleep. It's going to be early morning tomorrow. They're all early mornings, but it's kind of a cool schedule now. I'm kind of in, so... yeah, just want to let you know that I love you. Hey, I'm praying for you too. I pray that God blesses you. In fact, let's just pray. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for those that are listening in. And Lord, I just pray, Father, that you would just bless them and strengthen them, Lord God. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you would just show them, Lord, your plan and purpose for them, Lord, and give them a heart and a willingness, Lord, to obey and to follow you. Because truly, Lord, you have the very, very best for your people. And Lord, I just pray that we would all understand that and surrender our lives to your will, plan, and purpose. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, okay, I gotta go. Love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.